Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Coconut oil makes a golden glow when sunlight hits. Pretty for a dark skinned girl, darker than a tamarind. Darker than a tamarind, darker than a tamarind. Sweet little doctor, half a sugar cane, yeah. The beauty in millions is hard to find, for that you find someone to blame. For that you find someone to blame.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 25th of January, 2024, and you are with Erin Green. If it's Thursday, that means we're back to our first proper culture Thursday of the year, and I have a guest in studio. The intro music is a little clue to who we're talking to today. I'm eager to get the show started, so let's go through our reads for the morning. Again, remember, if you're hasty times, the meeting is tonight, the 25th of January at St. John's College, 6 p.m. Come and learn about our reunion plans and what you could do to help our reunion be the best one ever. Now a message. Couple of messages from the Sand Dollar Live Read team. The Sand Dollar team is headed to Acklands and Crooked Island from the 24th to the 31st of January. Sand Dollar is a digital Bahamian dollar that you can access on your phone or any mobile device. Experience a secure, convenient, and instant way to pay and receive payments with Sand Dollar. To learn how the digital Bahamian dollar can benefit you and your business, schedule a one-on-one meeting by calling 302-9880 or send an email to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Experience the convenience, inclusivity, and security of Sand Dollar at Scavella's Food Store in Crooked Island on January the 26th and at CNC Food Store in Acklands on January the 29th. Follow Sand Dollar on social media and visit www.sanddollar.bs for additional details. And we're giving away Sand Dollars again. Every week, six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now because every Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner. And today is Thursday and I have one prize left. I got one prize left. And as soon as I introduce my guest for this morning, we're going to dive into our trivia question of the day. Joining us this morning is Ms. Camila Gibson, musician, songwriter, singer, pianist, guitarist, comedian, producer of ideas. Good morning, Ms. Gibson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. All right. I'm happy to be here for sure.
So now you could... You can't play the trivia.
I'm okay.
But now you could know, but you could be a part of the trivia conversation.
Okay.
You can't give away the answer, though.
I will not.
All right, guys, we have one trivia question for the day. We're going to throw it out on the table right now after I give you the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text line powered by BTC, as always, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Here is the trivia question. Liberated African Way is a road in which Bahamian community? Liberated African Way is a road in which Bahamian community? Ms. Gibson, do you know the answer?
I have a few ideas for what...
You think you ever been on that road?
I don't know that I've been on that road.
And I realize that a lot of Bahamians may know about the road, but may not have ever stepped foot on the road. There's two different things. They may never have been in a car that was on the road, but more importantly, they may never have stepped foot on that particular road.
Yeah, I don't think I have, actually.
There's a culture surrounding it, right?
That's what I'm assuming, given the name of the street.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling like...
But even in modern times, so there's a big history, right? It's a very historic space.
Yes.
Big cultural space. But in terms of, like, modern culture, or semi-modern, because I forget I'm old, African Liberated Way was a place you used to go to the beach on holidays, to go picnic, right? Even people used to go there to go camping.
Right.
So the question, we got a phone line. Producer, phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Carmichael Road.
No, ma'am, it is not Carmichael Road. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
I'm so sorry. No, the answer is not Carmichael Road. I have an answer by text, and they included their wallet information in the text. It is Adelaide Village. Liberated African Way is the name of a road in Adelaide Village. The whole Adelaide, like that, the tracts of land were granted to freed enslaved people. And the last road, so when you drive, I think it's Adelaide Road, when you drive that main central road through the village, when you drive down to the water, you come to the end of that road, you turn right, that's Liberated African Way.
You know what? I wonder if I walked on that for GGYA.
You possibly did. And many of us have gone to the beach out there. Many of us have gone camping out there. But there's a culture, right?
Yeah,
there's
definitely
a South Side beach culture. Mm-hmm. That if you, like a bougie North Sider like me, listen, it's where I was born, then you may be used to going to Cabbage Beach,
right.
Montague, Goodman's Bay, all the beaches on the North Side.
Right.
But there's a culture of South Side beaching from Adelaide to South Beach pools, right? And the experience is different in the South Side than in the North Side. Cabbage Beach, if you can't swim...
Right.
You got to be careful going in that water.
Yeah.
That's not a treading water kind of vibe.
Definitely not.
But if you're a bubbler, the South Side is the safe side.
Right.
For you. Because the water gets really, really shallow, right? And so...
And pretty calm, hey. It stays calm.
From Coral Harbor, Adelaide, all in the back there, that's like the best kept secret of New Providence is South Side beaching.
All right.
All right. So I got the trivia winner for today. I will... contact you and transfer your funds at the end of the show. And no, the answer to the trivia question is not Lyford Key.
Deep.
Yeah.
that would be deep.
No, it's not Gambier Village, although Gambier Village is another former...
That's a great guess.
Yeah.
Given heritage.
Right. It's another former African village for... I want to say plantation to... Space for enslaved, formerly enslaved people.
Yeah.
I want to constantly remind myself that slave is not the right word.
No.
They were enslaved people.
Yeah, to call them slaves sort of doesn't hold their enslavers accountable for the actual harm they've done. You know?
Right. That's an action, right? It's a state of being forced on them. It's not an identity.
Right.
Right? And it's important for us to model that language to our children so they can understand the actual dynamic. Can you continue saying slaves? And eventually children will think that there's a classification of humans that are born
100%.
And that they are known as slaves. When any human can be enslaved,
mm-hmm.
right? And the danger of forgetting is that if we forget the atrocity of the Maafa, of the African Holocaust, of the enslavement of Africans, then we leave ourselves susceptible to something that is continuing today, which is the continued enslavement of people.
Right.
And the problem is this, is that we don't know whether chattel slavery has been completely and totally eradicated.
Well,
right?
And the conversation.
Chattel slavery is different from other forms of enslavement that may have existed before the birth of the transatlantic slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
But chattel slavery attempts to wipe away your genetic and ancestral memory.
Well, and this is why the language is so important, because so many of us, most of us, if not all of us, are descendants of formerly enslaved people.
Right.
And so when we think of our own histories and our own lineage, it's a lot harder to self-empower from a place of feeling oppressed in that way and using language that re-oppresses you. And mm-hmm. that just furthers the mission.
Yes.
You know.
And now we can segue to music now.
Yeah.
For me, as an adult, now I have to claim it, I'm an adult, moving into old head, translating these messages to younger generations in as many forms as possible.
Right.
Within the music space, I fear that we have lost, or we are at risk of losing, our most central ancestral connection, mm-hmm. which is the drum.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And I find that a lot of modern Bahamian music,
mm-hmm.
the fusion, the blending of local and foreign, one of the elements that's missing is the heartbeat of the Bahamian experience, that drum.
Right.
Right? And so that's my tie into the conversation today. And Miss Camila Gibson is an artist that I think is prepared to explore the world and keep her Bahamian and her Georgie bundle by her side the whole time.
Well, I can't lose it.
There you go.
It's
right?
intrinsic to who I am. It's part of me.
So let's begin the conversation. It's now time to establish protocol. Miss Gibson, who is your people?
So my father recently retired, was one of the country's first orthopedic surgeons. And my mother is an educator.
All right.
Who was taught at multiple schools.
Now, Camila Gibson is your government name, but what is your performing name?
I just go by Camila.
Camila.
Yeah.
Okay, Camila. So my first question, when did you decide music was going to be your career?
Ooh, well, let my mom tell it. When I was 3, and, this can tell you how old I am, Michael Jackson played the Super Bowl halftime show. Apparently, I was very smitten and totally glued in. She was trying to ask me about something, and I had no answers for her. All I told her is, I want to see Michael Jackson. I want to be Michael Jackson. And she had to leave me alone.
I'm in a meeting right now, Mom.
I'm learning yeah. about my future right
okay.
now. And I think, you know, every opportunity I had in high school, in undergrad and grad school to perform and expand on my skill set, I definitely took it. I went to St. Andrews. They had an arts competition that would happen sort of inter house in the winter time. I think it was like the second semester, like Christmas semester. And I, for all the years that I was in high school, I was part of running that, like, for my house.
Okay.
And we won several times. Like, I've always had an investment in arts in general. I also paint. I also, you know, make jewelry. I do sculpture. Like, I do all sorts of creative things. But music has always been a kind of through line for me. It's the most, it's been the most consistent and the most constant.
All right. Singer, mm-hmm. songwriter, mm-hmm. musician. Of the three, which one called you more?
I'm wary of siloing or separating those things, because I think that, you know, when words don't show up, music shows up. You know, when I'm not actually singing, I might be playing something. Instrumentals are equally as valid to me as, you know, music that has lyrics attached. So, you know, for me, I think it's all me. You know, I find that you know, I'm in the shower, I'm singing, I'm washing dishes, I'm singing, I'm like walking down the street, I'm listening to something.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, though, I haven't been listening to as much music as I used to. I've been listening to more things that sort of get my mind thinking differently or challenging my own thoughts or pushing, giving me more education about things I'm curious about, because mm-hmm. all that shows up in the music, too.
Absolutely. So when was the moment or the performance when you knew you were doing it? Like, I know for me, when I knew that, okay, this is it. I mean, she's already a star. I remember the performance I was at, but for you, when did you get
which
that?
One was it?
I mean, I tell you all the time, The Buzz. I can't remember the year. I don't want to date myself, but The Buzz was a bar dedicated to rock and roll and other genres of music, not
yeah.
typically heralded in the Bahamas,
right.
on East Bay Street, right next to, on Fowler Street, right next to the gas station.
Right.
We're just east of the gas station in the liquor store. And you had a concert there,
mm-hmm.
came back, so you had been in the States for a while,
right.
studying and working, and stellar performance. I don't remember any song other than your cover of Frank Ocean's Thinking About You.
Wow.
You did it better. So, and here's the critique. I loved Yuna's cover
right.
of Frank Ocean's Thinking About You. I think it's better than his original.
Ooh.
But you blew Yuna's cover out the water.
Ooh.
And you blended the best of what Yuna did and the best of what Frank Ocean did
yeah.
in that cover.
Thank
and that's
you.
When I knew that this you were it already.
Thank you. I think I'm the kind of artist that is always aware of where I can improve and expand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to pinpoint a single performance.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been part of a collective and a night in New York. We play in Lower Manhattan at a venue called New Blue. And the night is called Producer Mondays. It's headed by Ray Angry, who plays with The Roots and has played with Lauryn Hill and Joss Stone and a bunch of people. He's an incredible classically trained piano player, but he's
mm-hmm.
you know, in all sorts of worlds, jazz, R&B, hip-hop, like he can do anything. But he brings his classical training to that, which is really interesting in the choices that he'll make. But he started this night that's a night of totally improv music. Like, from, I don't know what they're going to play. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't pre-write what I'm going to sing. We are all on the same page musically, and we're writing in real time. And the goal is to sort of create record-quality music
mm-hmm.
on the fly. And I think once I got to a point where, and I also use a loop station, kind of like a live sampler. So I'll live sample vocals and then I'll trigger them into production and I'll produce.
So you're a DJ as well?
Not technically, but I employ similar effects. Like,
okay.
I come from the school of that.
Okay.
Definitely like the Jay Dilla school of sampling
yeah.
and DJ affecting. With music is part of what I do for sure. And so in that environment, they're playing live instruments.
Yes.
And I have a live looper that I am then using as a sampler and triggering things that I'm coming up with live. If it's harmonies, if it's a lyrical line, if it's like an ooh or an ah that I think would fit well with the production.
So you're a scientist as well. Okay.
Yeah, they call it my spaceship.
So, oh, wow.
Mm.
Okay, let's stay on track.
So many things.
So many things. That experience.
Yeah.
This isn't on the list. That experience. The Prime Minister has indicated that they have committed to developing a creative school for the arts.
Okay.
How important is it to have spaces like that? Formal,
right.
experimental spaces. Formal
Vital.
Improv spaces
Vital.
That are tight enough to demand a level of discipline
mm-hmm.
and performance.
Yeah.
You have to show up, but loose enough to allow for the magic to happen.
Right. I think it's vital. Honestly, for me, when he started Producer Monday, I've been going since the first one. When he started that night, I was working a full-time job. And I just graduated from grad school And I was trying to do as many gigs as I could while I was working at this full-time job. It had nothing to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd work all day, and then I would go to produce a Monday at night. That night starts, it used to start at like 9 maybe, and it went on until 2. And I'd leave and then wake up at 7 a.m. and go to work the next day. And I did that for a full calendar year. Just on when we're talking about dedication and discipline, that was... When I think, I don't know if I could do that again. When I think of the how exhausting it was and how taxing it felt. But I learned so much. These were the players who played with the people I grew up listening to on the radio. You know what I mean? So, like, the quality was so high. And there was just so much to learn. You listen to all the different musicians' choices. These are people who are seasoned players. You know what I mean? So their choices are tasteful and mindful and aware of the other musicians that they're playing with. And I think that... having practice at that, and also dismantling the notion that the singer needs to take up the spotlight, because the truth is, like, everybody in the band is just as important. You know, like, if there's no drums, I promise you, to your earlier point, you'll feel it. And it doesn't matter who's singing on top or what they're sprinkling, like, you'll feel that there's something missing if the music calls for drums. So I think what I love about that night is it gives us room to... allow every musician and their role to be valid and valuable. And for, honestly, those who are inclined for 15 minutes of fame to sit small, because that's not really what the music is about. Yeah. That's not, you know, I really see this as like soul work. It's a lot of responsibility. I think what, you know, music is so unique for me because it's a direct line to someone's sort of kinetic energy. You know, you don't even know your foot's tapping to a song and your foot's tapping. You're walking around in a store and you're hearing music and the lyrics are in your head. You'll end up humming it to yourself, singing them to yourself later. And it's not music you would have chosen, but it's music that was impressed upon you. And when I think about it being that powerful, I'm extremely mindful of what I say, what I play, when I play it, how I play it, because I know that whoever's on the receiving end of it is really being moved in a way that they're not even necessarily conscious of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Somebody said, in the beginning, there was the word. And the word is sound.
Yeah.
Turn on the sound system.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how music feeds our soul. Let's get into your discography, your body of work.
All right.
Your credits and your catalog. I want you to know that when you sent me this document and I looked at it first thing this morning, I saw a one. I didn't see an 11-page document. I saw a 1-page document. So let's start from, well, this morning we played a song, Dark Skin and Coconut Oil, from your not your most recent release.
No, that's my that was my debut project. It was an EP that came out in 2019 called Learning Curve.
Right.
So that's been out for a while now. Dark Skin and Coconut Oil was the last track on the record. I sampled a Junkanoo drum in that.
Right. So just for a second, Jay Dilla, my cousin from the other dozen. When you hear this tape, I want you to remember the familiarity of my voice. I can need you to bring your sampling school down to the Bahamas.
Well, that might be, in spirit, he might be able to.
But listen, cousin, listen, I got big resources. I got a whole ministry of tourism. So we're going to sell, right? We're going to create a product that's broader than the Bahamas that you could benefit from while you help us benefit from our own culture. Because I want to create a project called, you remember The Verve, Remix Reimagine, where they paired DJs with classic standard jazz tracks?
Yes.
Now I want to pair DJs and Bahamian musicians and high school pop bands with classic Junkanoo tracks.
Yeah.
To create something never seen before. And Jay Dilla, you could come down here because remember, this is the home of Compass Point. We have a history of creating music. You bring your friends and I could bring my friends and then we can bring some tourists to watch us watch each other make music.
Listen, and I think that the more we can imagine how expansive music really is, I think to your earlier point about the need for an art school here, like I think... I think that that's vital. I think I've always felt that the Bahamas is a wellspring of just incredible creative talent in so many different fields. But the support for that as a pursuit is really limited. And so I think especially if you get kids that are younger involved in what their creativity can do, even if they don't stay in the arts for the rest of their lives, that foundation is empowering. You know what I mean? It allows them to think outside of the box in different areas, like, so let's say in different industries even. They don't have to stay in the arts to be a creative mind and to employ that creative mind usefully.
And critical thinkers are also creative minds.
100%.
All right, let's get into the music before learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Just give us, you
know. Yeah. And so I released two singles before Learning Curve came out. So Long was the first one I wrote with my friend Shoa Shakura.
Mm-hmm.
We painted a story in our minds and then just sort of like talked about that story through the lyrics and the production that we built together. I got a gig at a really beautiful venue through people who'd heard that I was doing things. They were looking for sort of new singers on the scene. And I didn't have anything out. And so we sort of hustled that song out so that by the time I did that performance, I had something that people could walk away with. After that, I did On My Mind. That did quite well here as far as acknowledgement. And you know, I had some newspaper articles and stuff that really shared really beautiful sentiments about that. That song was sort of playing with... it was like an extension of the sweethearting concept in my mind, not consciously, but the more I sit with the song, the more I'm realizing that's what I was thinking of.
I think I read the write-up, right?
Yeah.
And I love that sort of discussion because alongside the kind of sort of sweethearting focus, it's the idea that love can exist and operate outside of the formal social classifications of relationships.
Right. And also you can hold space for the feelings that you have without actually needing to put them into action.
Right. Or you act on them in different ways.
Exactly.
Right? So like, I could see someone, and I know a lot of Bahamian men, they have crushes from they was younger, right? And they love them women today.
Yeah.
Right? They hear guys say, boy, if Mrs. So-and-so husband ever leave her.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I think the song was written from the perspective of the person who has the crush on the person they can't actually have, right? And so there's something to say. Like, I'm always very curious about our internal workings. Like, what's the truth of how we feel and how that shows up in action? Because I think then we give ourselves agency to do something about the way that we feel, even if it has to be an internal experience, right? So for that, it was like, you know, wow, like, I really feel curious about you, but I know you have a person and I'm not trying to disrupt your situation, but like, I have these big feelings when you're around me. You know what I mean? And I just need to put them somewhere. I don't expect you to do anything about them. I won't do anything about them. I honor what you're in. But like,
and I'm not going to
deny myself the reality of my own internal experience.
Right. And I'm not going to tell you. And I hope when you hear this song, you know, and you fall in love with me. But at the same time, I hope when you hear the song, you don't think it's about you.
Right. And I hope that I'm not the reason to disrupt your happy situation. You know, if it's happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, I think there's something, you know, we make thoughts wrong. You know, I think there's a way of sort of politicizing how right or wrong a thought is to have. You can think all you want. It's the action behind that thought that is important.
Mr. Producer, I want you to play one song for me. And get him to play that song.
On My Mind.
No.
Oh, which one?
Dangerous.
Okay.
Which also sort of, for me, is like a follow-up to that, even though it may have come first.
Yeah.
Which is Dangerous to Fall for You.
Right.
Right? Which is one of the most beautiful ones that you have on the track. But let's go through your discography because...
Yeah.
And when I say your discography and credits...
Okay.
Because then I realized that you are actually featured...
Yeah.
...in a number of movies...
Yes.
...and productions...
Yeah.
...and on songs...
Yes.
Where you don't, when I search YouTube, it doesn't come, but then I have to keep searching and I delve a little deeper and then I find it. So let's talk about some of that.
Yeah, so
2013, Apollo Theater.
Yes. I was on the train at 14th and 1st in New York and I saw a poster for the Apollo Amateur Night competition, and I had never performed in front of an audience that big, and I just told myself I would go, and it, you know, TAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, so TAP was in New York at the time, and the two of us had woke up at 5 a.m., and she came with me and stood in the line, which was wrapped around the block up in Harlem. And I was 86th, I think, in line, and I ended up being selected to be part of the competition of the, you know, the initial group of people, and then ended up coming third overall, which was incredible.
First of all, let me just say, TAP.
My good friend.
Bahamian hero.
Yes, absolutely.
Because sometimes these are the little things, right?
Yeah.
These are the little things that switch that moment.
Yeah.
TAP made sure you was there.
Yo, 100%.
And TAP, for that, you was a Bahamian hero.
She's a real one.
Yeah, man. And outside of her own talent.
Yeah.
And her own pursuit and inroads that she's carved out in international
100%.
Markets. 100%. She is great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Apollo, I know.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. So that was, I ended up being the top vocalist of that season. I got beat by a dancing duo from Japan and a beatboxer from Korea.
So you don't know how to mash the roach is what you're saying then? You could not have mashed the roach to the performance.
Listen, next time.
So, producer, I got a song up there hopefully on the board called Dangerous. If you could play that for me. I want you all to hear one of these tracks. So the first track we played is upbeat, Dark Skin Coconut Oil. It has the Junkanoo
sample
in it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Boy also has the Junkanoo sample in it.
Yes.
And Beautiful Boy is... Now, you made Beautiful Boy, and then I was doing some research, and it feels as if you made that... Did you make that for a movie, or did you make that and then...
I made that and then
submitted
with,
it?
With Maria Govan, we actually shot a short film.
That Maria Govan shot? Listen, people, Maria Govan, who is also the producer and director of Rain... The director of Rain.
Yes.
And the Junkanoo documentary, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or the HIV documentary.
And she also did a couple episodes
Robinson.
Of Queen Sugar, which was on, I forget what network that's on, but it was OWN. I think it was on OWN.
Yes, she did an episode of Queen Sugar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Season 3, I believe.
Okay, so let's go through some more, because
there's a few.
A song called Lavender.
Yeah, so Lavender, I wrote for an artist named Camille Trust, who's based in New York. It's her project, but you know, I was helping with production and I wrote that song with her and for her. I've been part of lots of different film things. I think what I'd really like people to take away from this conversation too, especially like young aspiring musicians, is that being a star in the Beyoncé way is not the only way to participate in this music world.
Okay.
Right? And I make it a point, especially because I'm diverse in my creative interests anyway, I make it a point to diversify how I engage with music. So writing and producing music for film scores is a thing. I've been a part of Terrence Nance's Random Acts of Flyness on HBO. My voice has been featured in both seasons. In the score, I have done, I guess it's voice acting technically, but my singing voice was Naomi Harris's singing voice in Mahershala Ali's first feature film called Swan Song.
Stop. Let's reiterate that. Let's establish the protocol. You sang the parts of?
Naomi Harris.
Uh-huh.
Her character could sing, and Naomi Harris, the actress, is not a singer. And so my singing voice became her singing voice in the film.
Yes.
For Swan Song, which was Mahershala Ali's first feature film.
Okay.
That's on Apple TV. My voice has also been in the score for, I think it's an A24 film, Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Right. Is Beautiful Boy placed in that?
No, none of the work that I've written myself has been featured in films yet.
Okay.
When I'm looking forward to some stuff.
Yes, yes.
But I've been called by score composers to contribute to their musical scores for films.
All right.
So Last Black Man in San Francisco, Random Acts of Flyness seasons 1 and 2, Swan Song. Am I having any brain burns? There have been quite a few. I feel like I really enjoy doing that, to be honest, because there's something about jumping outside of my own personal my persona, my personal brand, my, you know, Camila, as you know her when she's writing for herself, and embodying other people's stories and just being part of the musical fabric of other projects, I think is like, it's really, really humbling and it's beautiful because I come into that process at such a early stage that by the time the film comes out, it's been months since I did anything.
Mm-hmm.
And my context, my sense of context for what I've done, it only reveals itself once the film is out.
Yeah.
And so that's been really, I really love that process and I want to always be doing that.
Listen,
on some level.
I'm an improv comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up and as troupe stage work, and the power of that improv space,
yes,
right, is so powerful. Just being in the space, whether you actually get to contribute to the project on the table at the moment, like in the front line,
mm-hmm,
because then you know that your mere presence in the room is a contribution to the energy that's developing whatever we're working on.
Right.
But the inspiration, the energy that you garner in that space is just so powerful, you know, and then especially when you realize the connectiveness,
yeah,
of the space,
right,
that you are giving, that you desire to give back as much as you take.
I think that that's the nature of art and the creation of it, though,
mm-hmm,
you know, and especially again, like with music, because it's so kinetic in the way that it moves. Like, I think it's important for us to keep in mind, like, just, it's frequencies, it's energy. Like, when you walk into a room, you change how that room feels.
Same,
you know, and when it's music, it's, you know, the same.
The same thing, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green, and your wonderful guest.
Morning, Sparky.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm listening intensively to your guests and relationships and songs and stuff like that. And sometimes you find your talent and you don't realize. They say, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Eyes to see, let them see. Mouths to speak, let them speak.
Mm-hmm.
Old adage. And I find out sometimes you wonder what you were sent here for. And you find out your spirit tells you, that's what you're sent here for. And you find out, like, mistakes. I found out, like, to me, I believe that I am a talker.
Yeah.
I love to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get you. No shade.
Get where I'm coming from. Give my mom a little 30 seconds plus four. I find out, you know, and I'm trying to search my soul. What am I here for? Then I found out I became a chronic caller on talk show. And then I found out I wanted to do farming. And then you talk like relationships. You find like I was married, wanted to do the dream family and all that kind of, but that didn't work out. But hey, God bless everything. The kids are here. One was killed in a traffic accident.
Oh,
my 15-year-old son in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Life goes on. But when you talk about relationships, sometimes relationships come at you without your intent. I was a front desk working at the mall at Marathon as a custom relationship officer in the morning at Marathon Wireless Department. And one day I was there, and this lady came in there and sat in the front of me, elderly lady, right, Miss Green, listen to this. Sat in the front of me, and she came with this old bubbler.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Sparky,
just,
you ain't let her take you out to lunch in that old bubbler, right?
No.
That's
no,
a
no,
trap,
no.
Sparky.
I teased her, right?
Yeah.
I said, man, you got to get rid of this old bubbler. You need an up-to-date phone. Now, that made her angry because that bubbler was bought to her by an elderly man she was dating because her husband had died.
Uh-huh.
Dating this elderly man. And she got angry with me. I said, you don't get mad at me. You just need to be up to date with the new phone. Now, the older guy bought her a new phone. He bought her the little flip Motorola. But I say, that out of date now. Samsung coming in with these new phone, taking pictures, doing WhatsApp and all that kind of thing.
Sparky.
And guess what?
Yeah.
She finally went next door and she bought the new phone. And she said, I hate you. I said, but by the time you reach Kelly's parking lot, the phone could be on and I can call you. She said, it can't happen that quick. By the time she reached that car, I was calling and I said, hello, Miss So-and-so. How you doing? You like your new phone? Yes, nice and clear.
Sparky.
Then she got my number. She wanted to know, can she call me back?
Sparky, Avi write that song about you, Roach on My Bread. That's a beautiful story.
Miss Green, next thing I know, the lady wanted my number to call me. So now she called me. Now she wanted to visit my residence. I said, now hold on, you tell me you're dating another man. I don't want to get into that. I promise you, I don't want to get into that. She said, no, we can just be friends. The next thing I knew, she wanted to never stay down by my house.
Producer, now, play that song for me. Spoggy.
Now, look here, Miss Green.
What type of love story this is?
I found myself getting involved.
Yes.
And when I started to call her back, I can't talk now. He here. I say, now you get me in problems now. Now I got him jealous. Because he's there,
sure.
And you would just leave my house.
Spoggy.
You don't know how these things happen, Miss Green.
That's a beautiful love song, and I have a song for you right now. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us today, because we needed to take a break from all that heavy news. This is Dangerous by Camila.
I understand when you say you're scared to love again. When your heart is far too splintered, all the parts too delicate to mend. But every shot is a piece that help you start to glue. And in the end you won't be perfect, but I'd love each broken part of you. So what you think this is? When you're laying with me broken hearted, I'm the one who's catching all your tears. When you're looking for that you can always find one here. It's too dangerous to fall for you. I go on dates with other people just to pass the time, convince myself that I'm not sitting here waiting for you, denying all this pent up love I felt.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I understand when you say you're scared to love again. When your heart is far too splintered, all the parts too delicate to mend. But every shot is a piece that help you start to glue.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. It's a Culture Thursday. We have Camila in studio. Y'all may know her as Camila Gibson.
That's my full government, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's our full government name, protocol having been established. Now, Camila,
mm-hmm.
We still in credits, discography.
Yes.
We may stay there for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
So when I worked on Swan Song,
right.
In addition to being Naomi Harris' singing voice, I also was called to do a cover of a Prince song called Sometimes It Snows in April. That's also out and part of that score. I'm really proud of that because Prince is just Prince.
Yes, look here. And I know, see, for your mom who is a music head.
Yes.
A music
that's
aficionado.
Where I get it from.
I learned plenty of music from. I imagine that that's like doing a cover of Stevie Wonder's I Never Dream You'd Leave in Summer.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so So Jay Dilla has passed away.
Yes.
It was a tribute concert.
Yes.
Jay Dilla, we've practiced OBS, so you could still come. However, listen, let's talk about the work you've done with that project.
Okay, so that was part of, that's my most recent performance, actually. We took part in, Ray Angry was in charge of putting the tribute together for both him and Amp Fiddler, who's another recently passed musician and legend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a band of epic performers, people who have, like, the two singers who play with D'Angelo regularly, like, lots of people who are killing musicians, basically. And it was like a, what you call that, Avengers band, that's what we were calling ourselves, who paid tribute to and homage to Jay Dilla.
Okay.
You know, Erykah Badu's Didn't You Know? Didn't You Know? Didn't You Know? Was produced by Jay Dilla. He was part of the Soul Aquarians sort of movement. So that whole neo-soul period of time, he was pretty instrumental in shifting a production approach for hip-hop and R&B at the time.
Okay.
And so he passed away, I think it was lupus that he had in, like, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But his legacy has totally shifted the course of the approach to, like, drum patterns. He was always a little behind the beat, like, being mm-hmm. experimental. So back to that idea of the importance of improvisation and mm-hmm. playing with the tools that are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than only aspiring to replicate, I think it's important to disrupt, you know, and to approach the technology and the sound and all that with as much openness to possibility as possible, you know? And so I think if you give kids that when they're young, it's vital.
Now, you on tour right now?
So I actually just came off tour
with
No Name. No Name is an incredible
hip-hop artist
out of Chicago. I am a big fan. So
it was a whole
moment for me to be part of that tour.
No Name is not a part of my hip-hop generation, but, she is talented.
Incredible. You know, and so she had her latest project, Sundial, came out last year. And so mm-hmm. this was the Sundial tour. We were out from October to November. That was my first tour ever.
Okay.
My second tour ever is about to be Hozier. Take me to church.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I'm about to be out with his band, performing his music for the next year. Like
the next year.
This year.
Yeah.
Like, through December.
Wow.
So I'm home to touch base, but I'm heading out to rehearsals in February.
And
that's a global tour.
We can find you in a performance with No Name.
Yes.
If we go online and search No Name NPR Tiny Desk Concert.
The Tiny Desk series is a goal of mine. One day I'm going to have my own. I know it. But it's a phenomenal platform for lesser known and firmly established artists, you know, and everything in between. They have a really beautiful curation of music, live music that's performed at the Tiny Desk in their office.
And it's become a very valuable space for established music and musicians. Usher revitalized his career with Watch This. Watch This, right?
Facts. And Juvenile just did a really cool one.
Yeah.
Lots of different musicians have been on there. I think, but No Name, this was her second time back, you know, and I was part of the band for that, and you can see me on the video for that, and that was incredible, you know.
Spell your name for the listening audience.
Camila, that's K-A-M-I-L-A-H.
Right, and when you go to YouTube, if you're looking for a YouTube channel, what's the picture? I can't remember the picture right now.
Ooh, now you got me. I don't remember if I updated it.
What you're going to do is you're going to search Dangerous Camila Gibson, or you're going to search quotation marks, 1,600 miles.
Yeah, that was the first thing I released.
Yeah, I wanted to play that, but I want to end it again with Dark Skin and Coconut Oil.
Yeah.
So we could hear the Junkanoo sample.
Right.
We could hear the Junkanoo participating in the song.
Yeah, I think that's vital. So I try to keep that in there.
Okay, but as the producer's getting that ready, let's play Dark Skin Coconut Oil from Learning Curve on the Bandcamp link I sent you. Favorite Bahamian artist? Some quick fire.
Ooh, okay. I think my favorite No Longer With Us is Exuma, Tony McKay, hands down. I just think his, okay, rapid fire, you said, okay.
but you could see.
I just think his willingness to genre bend and to stay true to his own vision and to challenge the status quo and to educate through his music about the state of people and resources and racism.
All right. Now, yes, you are the problem. Okay.
I am
so,
the problem. You're
so
gonna
watch
have to
this.
Stop me.
Tony McKay has a body of work that has not been released yet, older than the work that we know. Priscilla Rollins, Independence Mourners, Like a Baby Born In, has a body of work that we're not as familiar with as her earlier work. Is it that these artists, like artists of a particular time, or is it that we, the Bahamian people, have not sort of matured sufficiently to expand our consciousness for the evolution of, like, are we the petty ones? We're like, no, Ronnie, if you don't sound like this, I don't hear you. Is that what it is? Or are artists sort of being pigeonholing themselves to a particular era?
I mean, I think we're a young country, really, when you consider, you know, the global age of other countries. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that we're still figuring out what defines us, and we have something of a definition, but it continues to be maybe a little too limited. So
right.
I think with that in mind, I think there's room for us to see things differently, but I think we kind of have to show each other first.
Producer, I lied. Play Electricity. I did forget. Play Electricity.
Right.
First of all, BPL, this song is not to you. Okay? We love you. The song is not to you or about you.
Yeah.
But this is your latest release?
This is my latest release. I'm really proud of Electricity.
Yeah, sorry about that, producer. So you got it? All right, here we go. So, protocol having been established, Ms. Camila Gibson, performing name Camila, of Afropunk fame, of the Apollo Theater fame, of Jay Dilla fame. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for making music. And I just want to say, I remember the moment when you were with two other young women who also turned out to be super talented, Daria Delancey and Renee Caesar,
yes.
Essential Renee.
Yep.
And I saw that moment when you all decided that y'all was going to be more somebodies than the somebodies you are right now.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. This is Electricity, the latest release by Camila, Bahamian funk soul super artist. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Pillow lips and fingertips. Sweaty bodies and swaying hips, yeah. Ooh, unashamed, I think that this, ooh, should be more than just a dream.
As we close out the show, I've got one more notice for you. Listen, it's Junior Junkanoo tonight. That's why I wanted to play the dark skin with the Junkanoo in it, but we had to play the latest release. Scotiabank invites you to help them bring big energy for Junior Junkanoo. Follow the Instagram page, Scotiabank Bahamas, as they visit participating schools to get our youngsters hyped and ready for the big parade today, Thursday, January the 25th. Once you log on to the page, hit the follow button and like pics from the school tour. Come out to watch the Junior Junkanoo Parade from 6 p.m. tonight, this Thursday, and use the Scotiabank IG Instagram page to vote for your favorite school as they show up and show out. Feel the energy, celebrate the vibe of Junior Junkanoo with Scotiabank, the official bank of Junior Junkanoo. Bahamas, have a great day, and most of all, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, because CA Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next. Electricity. Have a great day, Bahamas.